This podcast is on the poem The Taut Fox, written by Ted Hughes. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. On a first reading, the poem seems to be about a fox that cautiously enters the poet's garden at night and then crosses the snow-covered yard towards its den. When we read the poem at another level, it is about creativity and imagination, the process through which ideas for a poem emerge and enter the dark hole of the head before being written onto a blank page. The next heading is theme. The title of the poem gives us a hint as to its theme. The poem is not just called The Fox, but The Taut Fox. This links with the idea of thought and thinking, which are represented by the cautious approach of the fox. Hughes manages to capture the writing process through the entrance of the fox into his garden. The image symbolizes how an idea for his poetry can enter his head, often mysteriously and spontaneously, like the approach of the fox out of a dark forest. In quote 3, there are several interesting visual pictures in this poem. Select any three that you found appealing or enjoyable, and briefly say why you have selected each of the three. Your quotations might illustrate the poet's creativity, or perhaps some poetic technique in the poem, such as half rhyme, or enjambment, or alliteration, and so on. We move on now to imagery. The first striking image is that of the ticking clock. It suggests time and how writers may have to wait patiently and for a long time for inspiration to arrive. The image links with that of the blank page, which the poet is staring at late into the night and early morning. The star image is referred to twice in the poem. In line 5, the poet writes, "I see no star," while in line 23, Hughes tells us, "The window is starless still." The image suggests that writers often look for inspiration in similar places, for example, in the night sky, but little is being offered by way of inspiration from the sky on this particular night. There are also contrasting images of light and darkness. The darkness of the forest, for example, contrasts with the deepening greenness of the fox's eye. You can read about some other images in the poem in the Technique Keynotes revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on now to language. The language in the poem is very descriptive and accessible. For example, "Through the window I see no star," and "A fox's nose touches twig." There are many words taken from nature: forest, star, leaf, snow, stump, hollow, clearings. Other words and phrases point to the absence of inspiration for the writer: darkness, clock's loneliness, blank page. The phrase "fingers move" suggests the poet sitting at his desk, looking into space while his fingers tap on the blank sheet of paper. We move on now to form. The poem is composed of 6 stanzas, each of which is a quatrain or 4 lines in length. The opening stanza refers to a blank page, while in the final line, the poet writes, "The page is printed." What happens in between is the tentative arrival of the taut fox and its gradual movement into the clearing, where it is fully formed in the poet's mind, the dark hole of the head. Hughes also carefully uses enjambment in the poem. This can also be referred to as a run-on line. Between lines 16 and 17, for example, Hughes describes the fox's movement out from under the cover of a bush and into a clearing, of a body that is bold to come across clearings. The run-on line mimics the movement of the fox as he steps away from cover and into the open clearing. The next heading is sound, and there are some very striking examples of sound effects in this poem. Hughes uses half-rhyme in several stanzas, for example between alive and move in stanza 1 and between lame and come in stanza 4. Half-rhyme may suggest the cautious approach of the fox, or of inspiration which rarely enters the mind fully formed. Alliteration is another sound technique used by Hughes. For example, the description of the fox's nose that touches twig, that repeated T sound coming closely together, suggests the contact between the fox and the twig. Similar to alliteration is consonance, when a repeated consonant sound occurs at the beginning, middle or end of words. For example, in line 1, Hughes uses consonants between the repeated M sounds in writing, "I imagine that midnight moments forest." There are several other examples of sound effects, which you can read about in the Zoom In Quick Reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on next to tone and mood. At the beginning of the poem, you can almost sense the poet's frustration at not having written anything onto his page. It is midnight. He's trying to write a poem, and it seems that all the poet has to offer for his effort up to this point is a blank page. He may have been suffering with what is referred to as writer's block. But then the tone changes once the poet realizes that something else is alive in stanza 1. And again he says, "Something more near" in stanza 2. The excited tone of the poem builds as the inspiration for a poem begins to form in the poet's mind, like a fox gradually emerging from a dark forest. The tone becomes one of hope as the poet realizes that ideas are stirring in his mind, and then the tone is one of satisfaction as the fox enters the dark hole of the head, and the description of the sharp, hot stink of fox suggests the idea has been fully formed. The mood is certainly mysterious at the beginning of the poem. It's around midnight, a clock is ticking, the poet is alone, and then he senses something entering the loneliness. The mood is suspenseful, as we wonder if the fox will emerge from cover or turn and disappear back into the dark forest. We also feel a sense of relief, like the poet perhaps, when the fox boldly steps into the clearing and enters the dark hole of the head. The poet has accomplished what he had been hoping to achieve. The page is printed. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. What did you think of the poem? Do you think in a poem about imagination and creativity that the poet has actually been very imaginative and very creative? Did the image of the fox help you to understand the process of writing at all? Have you ever looked at a blank page and thought, "What do I write?" Do you think the poem captures how ideas can arrive suddenly and mysteriously into our minds when we set out to write something creative?